Ghana today joins the rest of the world to mark World Sight Day. The day is set aside to focus global attention to increase advocacy on blindness, visual impairment, and the rehabilitation of the visually impaired in society. Abigail Labi brings us this write-up on the day.
We can still say that the level of understanding and acceptance of disability is very on the low side. Then we can also say that in spite of the fact that we have access to education at all levels, we still lack educational materials that are accessible to the blind. For example, braille materials, computers with speech softwares and so forth. And library facilities are also not available for our students. Some of these things are not making learning very easy for us. And after going through all the hazards of learning, when you complete school, getting employment is also a Herculean challenge for us. We understand that generally the problem of unemployment, but when opportunities open up, our applications are treated with some levity, ability more than our qualification. So few people are getting jobs from those who are well qualified and capable of working. We must also know that we are now in a technological world where we have technological devices that compensate for the loss of ability. That is why today, totally blind people are able to manipulate computers. Why? Because they have a device called the JAWS or the speech software that tells them whatever they are doing on the computer.
That was the president of the Ghana Blind Union, Yaofori Deborah, on challenges that face the visually impaired in society. Elizabeth Kwachi is a visually impaired and pursuing her master's at the School of Communication Studies, Legon. She shares her experience in this interview with Ghana's Abigail Labi.
Sight cannot do everything you want in life. So I think wherever you are now, you have sight. And one thing I would say is that without the sight, other senses are working. So I would like my other colleagues who are visually impaired or even all persons with disabilities to know that we have to fight for ourselves, then fight for others who haven't gotten to where we are. Even with the sighted world, life is not easy like that.
Currently, you are pursuing your master's at the School of Communication Studies, and you have had a passion to always further your education. How has it been like for you?
Well, the education for the blind one, I would say, is expensive. Two, it's tedious. Three, as you are going to mingle with your sighted colleagues, it's very tough. But with the help of God, if you forge ahead and struggle hard, then what the other sighted people are going through, because it needs a lot of hard work, because you can't read the print. Everything has to go into recording, or they have to embed it.
Now, generally, what are some of the challenges you face as a visually impaired person?
You have to get your own personal recorders, personal computers, and packing braillers for exams. Let me tip in something. Last semester like this, when we were writing the exams, because School of Communication, our examination timetable starts 9 a.m. Anytime I go to the examination center, I have to wait for maybe 2 hours or an hour before I will start mine, because the Perkins braillers are not in their numbers, because other visually impaired people too were writing.
How would you describe the way sighted people relate to you generally, either in your room, your hostel, or in lecture hall?
Generally, I wouldn't say that they are too harsh or they are something else. We are all human beings. You can't get perfect things from different group of people. I would say to my visually impaired or persons with disability, we need the help. So no matter what, you have to approach the person politely.
You heard Elizabeth Kwachi, a visually impaired student of School of Communication Studies, Legon, in that interview with Abigail Labi.